Getting the story straight in Texas. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Anguish is turning to anger in Uvalde as law enforcement officials own up to mistakes leading to the takedown of the school shooter who killed 19 students and two teachers earlier this week. Police admit waiting for about an hour before engaging the suspect.
The police chief, and you know he'll leave this with the rest of his life, but he was in charge. He was the incident commander. He made that decision to hold. And again, he'll have to live with that the rest of his life.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox and Friends Weekend.
Eyewitness reports say the killer told people good night as he shot some of them, and he was somehow playing music as he opened fire.
Fox's Casey Stegall. President Biden and the First Lady will head to Uvalde tomorrow. Today, he's at the University of Delaware delivering the commencement address. He graduated from the school in 1965. It's not getting any easier to find baby formula. According to a retail data firm, the out-of-stock rate has surged to 70%. Yesterday in Dearborn, Michigan, an emergency formula drive was held.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate working a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity.
Mayor Abdullah Hamoud, the White House has announced that more than a million cans of formula will be shipped from Australia. Monkeypox cases are rising in the U.S. Federal officials say 12 cases have been confirmed. Two suspected cases are under investigation in Colorado. Officials say the risk of catching the virus remains low. Symptoms include a rash, a fever, and body aches. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A possible hate crime is under investigation.
There's anger in southwest Missouri after a swastika was found painted on the outside of Springfield's oldest historically black church. It was founded in 1847. The church's pastor, Reverend Tracy Wolf, says she's convinced it was a hate crime following the Buffalo, New York racially motivated mass shooting. Police have not identified a suspect and are asking any witnesses to come forward. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's beyond $1 billion, a settlement in Florida involving a deadly condo disaster.
Survivors and the families of victims in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse reaching a settlement of over $1 billion. It comes less than a year after 98 people were killed when the 12-story Champlain Tower South came down. The money from sources including insurance and engineering companies who have not admitted wrongdoing.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, it could take years to determine the cause of the collapse. A deciding Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat will be played tomorrow. The winner advances to the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. On the ice, elimination as another round in the NHL playoffs wraps up.
Late heroics seal the series for the Colorado Avalanche.
6 seconds, Helm scores! Darren Helm may have just sent
And indeed, he did. Call courtesy of TNT. Darren Helm gives the Avalanche their first lead of the game with less than 6 seconds left in regulation as Colorado beats the St. Louis Blues 3-2 on Friday to win their series 4-2. JT Compher providing the other two goals for the Avs, who are on to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2002. They'll square off against the Edmonton Oilers in a best of seven for a chance at the Stanley Cup. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.